This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various works of the Uttarakhand government worth 1,271 crore rupees in Rudrapur. Mr. Shah interacted with investors and entrepreneurs from across the country at the Uttarakhand Investment Festival 2025, organized at Rudrapur, Uttarakhand. Addressing people on the occasion, the Union Minister said today, with the investment of 1 lakh crore rupees in Uttarakhand, more than 81,000 jobs have been created.
आज यहाँ पर 1 लाख करोड़ के इन्वेस्टमेंट के साथ साथ 81,000 से ज्यादा रोजगारी का सृजन हुआ है और इनकी एंसिलरी इंडस्ट्री से लगभग 2.5 लाख के आसपास नई रोजगारी का सृजन होने का संभावना पड़ा है और सबसे बड़ी बात टायर 2 और टायर 3 शहरों तक इन्वेस्टमेंट को पहुंचाने का काम किया है.
Mr. Shah, appreciating the Chief Minister of the state, Pushkar Singh Dhami, said that he has established a balance between industrial development and environment. The Union Minister also said that Mr. Dhami has chalked out the overall development of Uttarakhand with transparency in policies, speed in implementation and foresight in vision. Mr. Shah also said that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, India will become the third largest economy of the world by 2027.
अटल जी इस देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को 11वें नंबर पर छोड़कर गए थे. मोदी जी 10 साल में 11वें नंबर पर से चौथे नंबर पर देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को लेकर आए. 2027 में हम विश्व की तीसरे नंबर की अर्थव्यवस्था बनने जा रहे हैं.
Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the technological base is rapidly being prepared for achieving Vikasit Bharat. Highlighting India's tech-driven future during a convocation at IIT Hyderabad this morning, he urged students to design world-class technologies and products. Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan today said that India is destined to become a developed country by 2047 and every citizen has a role to play in achieving this goal. He was speaking at the 7th convocation ceremony of IIT Palakkad in Kerala. The minister urged the students to take the lead in building world-class infrastructure across various sectors including transport, housing, medical facilities, and agriculture. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. China has condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and has called on regional countries to enhance counter-terrorism cooperation to safeguard regional security. In a reaction to the US designating the Resistance Front TRF, a proxy of Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba LET, as a foreign terrorist organization for its involvement in the Pahalgam terror attack, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Qian said the country opposes all forms of terrorism. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has issued notices to tech companies Google and Meta in connection with online betting app cases. Sources said the ED has summoned representatives from both companies to appear before its Delhi headquarters on Monday. In Pakistan, over 123 people have been killed and more than 462 injured. In Punjab province, due to rain-triggered incidents since late June, as record torrential monsoon rains inundated residential areas, the Provincial Disaster Management Authority of the country said today as many as 10 people died across Punjab in the last 48 hours. The Pakistani authorities warned of a fresh monsoon spell from July 20th to 25th in several regions of the country. And with that, we end this news bulletin.